last week. Gemara. Kipi. Rav Paskin, Hug Kipi. Hug Ara. Even though the Kipi went up. Even though Kippi went up, Nachman reversed the Gviya of the Padna, and Kippi went to the owner. Rabbi asked for the Mishnah, Shemlat HaShava, and answered that, Achchei Medina. And the Gemara has a discussion, what's Shitzur Nachman regarding Shum HaHadam? Gemara said, seems that Nachman holds Shum HaHadam. Last week, we saw in the Rishayim, Hashem, that Shum HaHadar is dafka midaitai of the loiva. It's for his benefit. Since the Yashav Atay, his property was taken away. So it's for his benefit. But over here, Adarabah, he wants to keep it. He wants to keep it the way it is. Let's keep it went up. So Shem speak out that over here it's for his benefit, because if he'll keep the kippi, the yukra he's not getting anyway. Because the yukra we said, he doesn't. The Baal was not mocking the yukra. The Baal was not mocking the yukra because it was Achrei Bedina. So Meila. Anyway, he's not going to get the. If he keeps the kippi, he has to get back the difference in price anyway. So Meila, then other rabbis, then it's still for his benefit to reverse the gviya, and therefore he'll get back his apadna. That's what many rishonim say. Which stam derech agav, that lechayr is only if he did. Issue of Shum HaHadar. Right? Then we say that, so for them, they say, if Enechanan, the guy wants to keep it, he wants to keep the kippi, and he'll pay the difference, and he could, because Shum, and the Havi Gemara is telling Shum HaHadar is for his benefit, if he doesn't want, then we're not Machayev him. Right? Fizeh, Maskana, Gemara says that anyway, yeah, it's a Shum Batais. It's Shum Batais, then he doesn't have the option. Shum Batais means the whole thing was a joke. The whole thing was a mistake. Which isn't a get one question the test. I don't know if everyone caught that. Some guy did. Anyway. Keep it in his style, just say.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Too simple?
What?
Did I get wrong because I wrote too simple my answer?
I said you answered the question. I didn't say anything wrong. Now, so that's the sheet that we saw in the Rishayim. In the older Dva, I'm not even going to try to find it in the Kovitz. I just took the older Dva off the shelf. In the older Dva, he takes issue with this shita. He's like this. Where is this? Okay. In the Gemara, you know, he's going to the Gemara, the Mamzer of Nachman Shum HaHadar. He brings down. Say like this. When you come out, Hadra Kippi, Lumachkid, Vada Padna Nifkad, Yazmar Zraya, that Shuma is Hadar. These are guys, Shuma Loy Hadar, Shuma is Loy Hadar. Halamay, Marateva Padna Lumachkid, Kiva and Shinas Nalai Nifkad, Shuma is Vazdin, the Mayor Kippin, Vakipin Lavla Nifkad, Vayaka Shinisiakir, Lavla Mafkid. So he just brings down Kach Pirush Rashbad. I don't know who the Rashbad is, but that's what the Rashbad says. That when the Gemara is Havmina, that Rav Nachman has to hold Shuma Hadar. So what that means, if Shuma was Loy Hadar, what would happen? Things would stay the way they are. The Mafkid would keep the Patna. If Shuma is right, if Shuma is Loy Hadar, then the Mafkid would keep about the Patna, and the Shaim will keep the Kipi. But although he throws in that he'll have to give back the Iker, like we've been discussing in all the Rishayim, that Rishayim are coming in it from different angles. They're just come explain why is it that Manda Shumahadar is for his benefit to reverse it. But this Rashbad is saying the same thing, just in a different context of what would be the Manda Shumahadar. Right? That Shumalad means things stay they are. Now what about the extra value of the Kipi? What happens with that? And that, this Rashbad said, like all the Rishonim said till now, it automatically goes back because Ma'asi wasn't maknet them. I'm putting that in because, you know, it was a Truch Beit Din. He wasn't maknet, then who does it go to? It goes to the Bible. Now, the Rashbad says, Timani Ma'idol said, he's really lo yilahadra. My yachs lo yaykel mafkid. I have a kemecha gomer. Leitaiti mi echrichem loy medaver ze. But mespar she milz a shapir beloy ze. There's no. Well, what's the problem? What's pushing them? Why would they want to say? Why would the Rishonim say that he has to give back? He has to reimburse the guy. The shaymu will have to give back the difference in price of the acre of the keeping. Why should he have to give back that to the mafkid? So he says, I'm gonna explain the Gemara like this. Vachi Prusha, Lemem Sabra Nachma Shuma Adra, the Chfeitzim Ninu, Veloy Mois, Kol Echad Hoy Chavit Chofetz Vishaloy Yaser, Kol Echad Mukrach Bechlilufa. So says the Ritva, in this case, it's not your standard case of Shuma Adra. Right, because in the standard case of Shuma Hadar, the loiva owes money, right? And it's a one way deal. He gave or it was taken from him. Nechassim were taken from him, and he wants to get his nechassim back. That's the issue of Shuma Hadar, Shuma Loy Hadar. In our case, it's chaytzim, both of them. You know, the Shuma Hadar, right, that the guy wants his object back, really applies to both the Shomer and the Mafkid.
Right, the Mafkid, why? He gets all these additional payments of...
The Mafkid wants his Kipi back, and the Shomer wants his Apadna back. Generally speaking.
No, but now he gets the Yikr.
The Chiva and the Chveitz in the Nuvloi Mois, Kol Echad Hay Chafetz Bishala Yaiser, Kol Echad Muchrach Bichilufov, Bichihechid and Nifkan, Hay Muchrach Binesinus Apadna, just like the Shomer was forced to give up that Padna, the Ilu Hay Akipi Yadai, he'd be very happy to keep his Apadna. Hachinami baal kipi hay mukhrach belokcha hapadna the yoyis hay shavu bekipi the day. Right, he prefer hay reitz bekipi delay the day. Yeah, not shavu. That throws things off. So Batsam, the mafkid over here also would prefer not being stuck with the padna. He'd rather his kipi. Now, so Vavagav the Hashd Ein Bala Padna writes Afshe by the Kanta. This is Yashvat Toiv Kima the Yaker Kipi Filachi Yisla Lameva Lameva. This is Yashvat Toiv Lizeh Shavra Kipi Shayu Shaloi. Veras Yaisav Kipi Shaloi. Says the Ritva, very simple, that over here the Vesis of Yashvat Toiv goes both ways. Over here, that's what he's bavarning is Rishayim's question, right? Rishayim had a kasha. What are we talking about Shuma Hadar if it's against the best interests of the Shomer? So what kind of Shuma Hadar? What does Shuma Hadar help you? Shum Hadar is when it's for his benefit. Here it's not for his benefit. And because of that, Rishayim said, right? Because of that, Rishayim said, no, it is for his benefit because he has to get back the difference. What we said in the beginning of the Shem, what we said last week, right? Says the Ritva, no, that's not that you that's not a reason for you to come to that conclusion. Because that he has to pay the difference. Why are we handling Shumahadr? Says the Ritva very simply. Because over here, what are you telling me? That's not for the best interest of the Nifkad, because he'd prefer the keep because it went up. But on the other hand, it is for the best interest of the mafkid. And Shumahadr is a two-way street over here. So what are you telling me? It's not best interest for him, right? For the Nifkad, but Vizizi Yashra Taiv will tell me that we should reverse it, Shuma Shvihadr, Mitzad the Mafkid. So therefore, if you hold Shumahadr, then the Gemara makes sense. So therefore, says Ritva, you don't have to come on to this Chiddush that the value to keep it goes back, the extra, the yukro goes back. Either way, the Mon of Shach, the Shem has to pay the yukro. No, you don't have to say that. You're not forced to say that again. The Rishayim were forced to say this. Why did Rishayim come to say this? They said this because otherwise, what's the Sisi Yashivat Taib? Otherwise, what's Shumahadr? Gemara says, not called Shumahadr. What kind of Shumahadr? It's against the interest of the Shaymer. So they say, no, it's not against the interest of the Shaymer because the Ma'isa, anyway, is going to lose the Yokra. Because of the Sugi before, that, sorry, before, Atruch Medina. So Ritva says, no, there's no reason to say that. There's no reason to say that. What is Shumahadr? Why is that going to reverse it? Because he eyes against the best interest of the Nifkad. Say it, but over here, each one, there's a Shumahadr in each one. There's a Sisi Yashtav in each one, because each one gave an object. Each one gave an object over here. Each one gave up an object that he doesn't want to give up. So Meila, just like there's a Sisi Yashtav inside the Nifkad, there's a Sisi Yashtav inside the Mafkid, they should reverse it. So Meila, Mamela, if you hold Shumahadr, then we're going to reverse it. And Samael, you don't see anymore what would be the din if Shum was Laihadar, yeah? If Shum was Laihadar, does the Nifkad have to reimburse the Mafkid or not? We don't have any right to that anymore. And Mael says Ritva, Misvar, I'll tell you, that he doesn't have to reimburse him. Why? If you're not going to say Shumahadar, right? So what happened over here? I paid you, yeah, I paid you with my apadna, right? And then it went up. Okay, so my thing went up. My thing went up. That's what Ritva says. So Meila, there's no reason to come out to this chiddush and say that Shumahadar, then he has to give up the yiker. No, if Shum is loyhadar, things stay the way they are, right? So now, what happens to the yiker? Says Ritva, okay? Says Ritva, he paid for the kipi with the apadna. Kipi is his. Now went up. Mizontein, it's his. Yes, okay.
Where does the Ritva see that? How does he know that this din of Shumahadr is also mitzad the
mafkid?
The mafkid, yeah.
He doesn't have to
see that problem.
It screams. He doesn't have to see. You don't need to vote to Mechadish there. He explained because it's both chaytzim over here. They're both giving objects. So
no,
saying,
it's not. Because one's property and one's an item.
What's the difference?
It's great.
What's the difference?
Before we have property.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
It's
both. He said they're both chaytzim. Says Ritva, you're right. Okay, because says Ritva that based on what he just said, based on the way he's learning the Gemara, the tach comes out of chiddush, and the din of Shumahadar applies equally to metalplim as it does to karka. And if you look at equally, they're not only by karka, even by metalplim. Although he says, provided it has to be something that's a little bit unique, that's something that's not just standard, you just buy it in the store. Otherwise, no, this is Yashvatai. But not like the Ramban, because the Ramban over here, Taka says that Vesis Yashiva Toiv is only by Karka, not by Metalkla. But the Rva Gufa, based on the way he's learning the Gemara, right? Based on the way he's learning the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that the din of Shuma Hadar in our Gemara, Rav Nachman, why is the Gemara saying it's Shuma Hadar? Not Mitzad the Nifka, not Mitzad the Shaimer, because he wants a partner back. Pumfakar, the Shuma Hadar is Mitzad the Mafkid, that he wants his Kipi back. Even though, so we see that even by Metaltalim, even by Metaltalim,
wouldn't we rather have a Padna, which is Karka? Wouldn't we rather have that?
Oh, that's what you were asking.
Yeah.
I thought you were asking because Stam Metaltalim is no
Bible.
Well, first of all, in this case, it went up, so it's better to have more money than less money. It could be he has a liking to his kipi. I don't know. He has an attachment to it. I don't know. Emotional attachment. Maybe it came from his Elta Baba. I don't know where the kipi came from. But the point is, the boss say, again, I don't have to come on to that. In this case, it went off. So we have a very good reason why he wants it. But the point is, but the boss says, we see from here that even by Metalplin is a concept of a Sisa, a Yashavatai. But that Ramban grasps the Beferish not like that. Ramban over here speaks out. Where is it? Stop. We have a Shuma. Someone spoke it out that Shuma Hadar is only the Medakdak in the Rambam. Second. In that day, the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Where's the Rambam Shuma Hadar? That was Terech HaBez. Bez is a Shamal Baal Chayiv. Vein B'nichse Loive. Vein Mishubadim. Here, the Rambam Loch Yedzayin. Karka Shasham Waisa Lebalchoi Bakarkach Shamu Bezin Lebalchoi. No, I'm sorry. Bezin Shamu Lebalchoi, Ben Minitsi Loi, Ben Jabadin. Maksangi Moisa Karka, yeah? Ram talks about, it says, Ram brings down the din of Shuma Hadar by Karka. So the Shem Rebbe Medak in the Rambam that Shuma Hadar is dafka by Karka. The Dvas is based on his whole Mahalach in the Gemara. It's Mavor, it's even by Metalkla. It's even by Metalkla.
And the Ramban says it at the end of the piece about Shamal of Isha.
Oh, okay. That's who it was. Fish Rashi.
Where's
one? Oh, here's a step back. Where? Shamal of
Isha,
over the
Metalkla.
The whole book here. Okay, earlier, any lashon Shuma Hadar Makargloim Talplin. So, Akbar Nirva says in this Gemara, the way he learns the Gemara, Shkasai, we have a chiddush even by Metalplin. Now,
the Pita Shemshad, isn't there still the very question that he asked, what's the connection between Shuma Hadar and Tircha?
We'll get there. Now, that's
chiddush of this ritva over here, right? That he doesn't have to back the yaker over here. So if you hold shumalei hadar, right? Not like all the rishayim. So mem is the chayis. The smach ritva we see in the ben chanano, right? What does ben chanano say over here? What does ben chanano say over here? Tudach hakipi, yeah. Etc. Rav Nachman took the nechasim, chulu. Now, pirush apad nechasim. So the soif is daka kipi by kiru b'dimayim. Tomorrow the kipi amar havli kipai b'tul apadna. Aloy I am aloy kiel amidna the shaklis lapadnai zavina ana b'kipi u'b'shusia kiru. How did Ben Chanan explain what is this guy's time? When the Gemara says, yeah? The Gemara says it went up. So what's the issue? What's the discussion over here now? So it says Ben Chanan that the Shomer has a taina. What's the Shomer's taina? That my kipi went up. When I paid you for the kipi, says Ben Chanan, when I gave you that padna, I bought the kipi. If I bought the kipi, now that it went up, my kipi went up. So, right? That's Mamash what Rava saying. So, that we say, no, Shuma Hadar. So it goes back. But if not for Shuma Hadar, that's the Taina. And there's no reason he doesn't have to reimburse the guy for the Yukra. He's saying, my Kipi went up. Yeah? If my kipi went up, I get the yukra, the Rebbe Chanan is saying. He gets the yukra. Unless you say Shuma Hadar. That's like Mamash like the Ritva. That's Mamash like the Ritva. Ritva says he doesn't have to give back the difference. Now, so Chayra. The Chayra, you have to say in him. Everyone's saying this morning. I saw the Ma'aseh of Mrs. Zalman, Perches, Halacha Aleph, Evan Ozel, who seems to say it also. That the Chayra Pashim Shah, you have to say in the Sugya is that there's two stages in the Sugya. There's two Shlavim in the Sugya. In the first beginning of the Gemara, they were handling. The issue is the forget about you know the fact that he bought the kipi, right? That his kipi went up. Does the din of the Mishnah apply? That was Rava's issue. Does the din of is there a hakna on the part of the mafkid on the yukra of the kipi? That's one discussion in the Gemara. Right. Is there bazundra hakna from the mafkid to the shomer on the yukra? Like in the Mishnah, he's makin the keifel, he's makin the yukra also. He's makin the keifel, he's makin the yukra also. That is the first discussion of the Gemara. That's one way that the shomer should be able to get the yukra. That's one way of getting the yukra. That the Hainu, that the guy's makna him the yukra, just like he's makna the kefil. That's one approach. That's one possibility. And that the Gemara shoots that down. What do you mean? That doesn't work. Then the Gemara handles, one second. But now, says Rabbi Chananel, now there's another issue over here. And that is, that the Gemara says, that we're handling whether Shuma Hadar or not. Right? What does that mean? Now there's no issue. One second. I bought the kipi. So forget about it, right? So if you hold Shuma is Loy Hadar, then he'll get the yukra because his thing went up. He bought the kipi. When he paid for it, he bought the kipi. He was carrying the kipi because he paid for it. Yeah? And now we have a Shaila. Do you reverse the deal? You don't reverse the deal. Do you reverse the deal? You don't reverse the deal. And that we say, since you were reversing the deal, so he doesn't get it. But now there's a new issue, a new reason, a new ma'aloch that we're handling over here, why the Shomer could get his hands on that yukra. Not because the Baal is maknit him the yukra, rather, Memeil will get the yukra. Why will Memeil get the yukra? Because the kipi is his. His kipi went up. That's the Gemara, that's what the Baruch Hanan is handling over here, and that's what the Ritva is handling over here. And that Ritva says, outside, that you don't, outside, that we say, Hashem is loy hadar, so forget about the fact that the Baal was not mocked specifically the yukur to me because of our Mishnah, Shilm Rath Lashara. Forget about that. I have another reason why it's mine. The reason why it's mine is because it's mine. That's profound. The reason why it's mine is because it's his keeper. He bought it.
Why is that? He's kind of the.
He's not being kind of the yoker. He's kind of the keeper. And because it's talking about him that went up. See, this can only work if we come out of the yoker of after, right? The yoker that happened after. See, the Rishonim are handling the yoker from before, right? So really talking, we're not necessarily talking about the same yukra. At least in the Mechananol, and I guess also in the Ritva, he's talking about the yukra that comes after he paid for the padna, yeah? We're talking about that yukra. So that yukra, that's totally if Shema Hadra or not. And if Shema is Lai Hadra, right, then he gets to keep it. The yukra is his. Why? Because the kipi is his. His kipi went up. So there's no reason why he should have to reimburse the guy. Why should he have to give back to the guy? It's his kipi that went up. Now forget about whether the mafkir is machnet him. Shilu ratz lo shavah. That we shlugged up. It's Atshuch HaBedinah. But Atshuch HaBedinah is not going to take away what's rightfully his. What's rightfully his. And that is the hainu, that the yukra that happened after he paid. That yukra, Ritva and Rebbe Chanan say should be his, unless we say Shemad or Shematayis. Let's get Shemad or Shematayis. And Riz Zalmanin is really bothered still. That's one of the chud that we had last week in the Ritva, and that is how's he kind it? How's he kind it? So he tell me, very nice. He bought it. Yeah, he paid for it. Yeah.
Is he kind of the kippy?
Yes, he paid for it. But the kipi, the kipi is not in his rishus necessarily.
We didn't know where they were.
Necessarily. Necessarily.
Later we found out.
Necessarily.
So just saying now,
no, but he knows that. I thought he knows it's in his rishus, doesn't know where. He knows it's still somewhere in his house.
No? I don't know what the kinyan is.
Yeah.
Why can't
I bury them in my property? I don't know where my property, but somewhere in my property I buried them.
But the Ram?
The only work if you're trying to say it's not stolen.
Well, right, exactly. What if it's stolen?
Why can't you say it's not
stolen? Why can't you say it's not stolen?
He got it from the...
That what? The guy's not mocking at him. Excuse me.
When he got it from the mafkid.
Listen. No talk. Listen.
Listening.
I said the mafkid is not being mocked at him. It was at Trucha Beidina.
Right.
We're talking about now that he's kind of without the mafkid. He's kind because he paid for it. So when is he kind of he paid for it, Aaron? When he paid for it. So Max is not going to help you. Okay? Good. Now, so that's really a big question over here. Is, how is he kind of it? If it's Moy's kind of it. But the question is it in Meshusai? What if it's stolen? What if it's stolen? Alright, Ram brings this down even whether it's stolen or what? Or lost.
Ram can hold him.
This is on. Thank you. So you're right. Look, if it's only stolen, then you know the problem. If it's only lost, then maybe we don't have a problem.
Why not?
Because no, I'm saying it's in his house somewhere, so he can still be kinda, it. We had a advar that said that if it's something is lost, he could be it's called pershusa, he could be makna. So he could be, why can't he be kinda? What?
He said he got lost in his house.
We don't know. So if it's in his house, if it's just lost. I mean, if it's just, I don't mean so much in his house. If it's lost,
be lost it anywhere.
What do you mean? Even if it's not in his house, if it's just lost, if it's not stolen, then if it's stolen, it's not b'shusa. But if it's lost, the Rav said it is b'shusa.
I don't know where it is.
Yes, that's what lost means.
I know.
So the Rav says that it's called b'shusa. You can make a kinyan on it.
That's kiddush. It's not that you're going
to. What?
That's kiddush.
You know anyone that doesn't agree with that? I'm trying to explain over here. But if it's Zalman wants to say, he doesn't offer that possibility. He wants to say that. Ben the Viraj, but Sarah Beard, Ech Yikna Shame of Cotton, Adesha Shine, End of the Mark of Dov Shane Bashusa, Sarah Lima, Chivon. So again, the first heresy might be if we hold a Gurdva, Alamadala, that says, that something that's lost is called b'shusar, so you could be kinded. So then, that won't be a problem. You paid for it, yeah. You paid for it, and we overcome the tais kash in the beginning of the parak about mois kindness. We overcome that problem, which we had eitzes for that. Pay sure, isn't that right? The Moy's kindness problem wasn't the end of the world. Maybe there's no chash and miyam and nishifu. Whatever it is, we had answers for that.
And Yeshiva said that
one second. What?
And Shira Kali, what the Yeshiva said, would make the thing she was answering it bad.
Okay. Since I wasn't by the Shira, so I'm not Meshubba to it. Bekitzer.
And for sure, the
pair of shoes
was
that. That was being nice. But anyway, yeah. But therefore, that would be eitzah number one, okay? Both for the Ben Chanan and for the older Dva, or Baisai. Why are we going to say they should be carrying the kipi and the yukra? Because he paid for it. The Rizam wants a chiddush over here. He doesn't go that path. He says, a chiddush. Akach, the chiddush, a shila, and nikla, the midin. Hatayra, zed din hashaymer. When you pay for it, the parish of Shaymerim says that when you pay for it, then the object becomes yours. That's the din of the Shaymerim over here. If you pay for it, it's yours. That you're supposed to, you lost it. Whatever it is, got stolen. Whatever it is, medina Shaymerim, you have to pay. Once you pay for it, then automatically the object becomes yours.
Kenyan Shaymer.
So, but then he does throw in, and I was masupik about what he means exactly, because he says, "Yeah, mekimet shashilem is kinda." But oifin zem mashach abikaden. How do we? But oifin zem mashach abikaden. The kana b'dine shaymer. Shimi yischayel v'shalem nasa me abikaden shaloi. But not mafreya. Oh, Aaron. It's not Mafreya though, right? It's not Ma'achshav. But he does say that Ba'oifin Zem Moshech HaPekad, I don't know what he throws in those words. Akapadim, that is the Mahalach over here, perhaps. That.
Why can you not say Ma'achshav? Meaning, you can Moshech HaPekad because the Pekad is gone. So he just does it by paying if that's the way of doing it.
Again, we have a problem with those same issues. So you can't make
it. Okay, so this is instead. See? This is like a.
What's instead?
The money.
Is instead of what?
The pikadim. Maishata pikadim, by giving him the money, by giving the Baal the money, is.
Is what? It's not Mashiach? I don't know what you want. The problem is the same issues. How do you answer the problem? The problem. He's telling me it's in the parashah of Shem. But I'm just saying, he throws in, though, he somehow throws his back to when. Yeah? Well, Oif and Zeb, Mashiach pikadim. If he pays for it, he'll be kind it much more cotton. But how does it help you for when it's in Bishusa? Akapanim, we have the Ritva, we have Beit Hananel, and we have this where the Ritva learns the Sugya, that we're not handling the new Tzad over here, they should be kind of the Yukra, is because Pashit, he was kind of the keeper, and Mele, the Yukra is his. And the Mele says, Ritva, we don't have to say what all the Rishonim are saying, that he has to give back the Yukra, because he was kind of the Yukra. Outside that we don't say Shema. Now, Ritva said, so one Chiddush comes out of this, right? Chiddush number one comes out of this, it's even by Metal. Because we're saying the issue of Shuma Hadar is Mitzad, the Kipi, not Mitzad, the Apadna. Okay? Not Hadar because the Shaman wants his Apadna, it's Hadar because the Bailam wants his Kipi. Not like Ramban that said there's no Shuma Hadar by any Metal, it's Mashmi Ramban. Now, Diklam Eimar, Ulochuchi Imah, another Chiddush comes out and says Ritva. The Shuma Hadra, Afagav, the Ikar Shuma, Biyara Malva. Not how to keep me Shum the Svila Shuma Hadra. I've got the Ikar Kipi. So he's saying, you see a Chiddush from here, and this is also Shalom Shalom, I believe the Rosh talks about it over here. What happens by the din of Shuma Hadra? The classic case, Shuma Hadra, the Baal Chayiv paid. Right? Kakak was taken away from him, and now he came up with the money. But now, in the meantime, the Kakak went up. The Kakak went up in value.
And so, what's the difference here?
Mm-hmm. Can you say Shuma Hadar when the Kakak went up in value? There was the Deleva. All of a sudden, he wakes up, he found money when real estate doubled. All of a sudden, boom. It was a real estate boom. And all of a sudden, real estate went nuts. All of a sudden, now he wakes up, he found the money, he wants to get back his karaka. You can say that or not.
Well, it's for sure it's
the so, that also, I believe the Rosh over here says that you don't say it. Some of the Shem say don't say it. I think it's the Rosh. One second. Simon Dalid. He also made the Chilin Kagan Metalim. The Kagan I've Dafka, Bishloy Shbiach, Amalva, Oishlin is Yakra Kakoyes. She waiting. He's waiting for that time to pounce. All of a sudden, real estate goes up. Boom! He's played this card and he makes a killing. He says it can Niels Dellas from their love. The problem of Niels Dellas. This way, people are not going to want to lend money if. When they'll be going, they're also, you know, then 20 years later, the guy's gonna wake up. Oh, I want my character back when things went up. This is Niels Dellas.
He has money back.
Huh?
He's not losing.
This is Niels Dellas. People won't want to lend money because of that.
But he's not. Okay.
People won't want to lend money because of that. Makes a lot of sense.
What? Why was it? What's the shack?
You can't build anything on that.
Says the Ritva though, according to his.
We're still making the same amount.
Says the Ritva, according to his Machalach in the Sugya, how do we see not like the Rosh?
Because
he's getting
back the Kipi. He's getting back the Kipi, it's more expensive.
Because the Shulma Hadar is on the Kipi, according to the Ritva. Right? We're saying we are returning the Kipi. To the malva, not the padna to the laiva. The kipi to the mafkid, not the padna to the shaymer. Why are we turning? He wants his kipi back. Right? But now it went up. And still we are reversing the shuma because of the malva wants his kipi, even though it went up. So again, according to Rav, it's muchach in the Gemara, not like the Rosh. According to Rav, it's muchach in the Gemara, not like the Rosh.
through the rush, well, why is there a tana that Shuma shouldn't be hadar? They're both agreeing to it, and if it equals the same much, the house and the kifi.
What?
If they, according to the rush, why is there a tana that it shouldn't be hadar?
They're both agreeing to it. The Malva doesn't want it.
What is the
Rosh? The Rosh of the Leiva. The Rosh says that classic case of Shemahad, yeah? The Leiva paid the Malva, he didn't have money, they took away his house.
Okay.
Yeah? Then the house went up. So the Loch is, we say Shemahad, right? We pass Shemahad. Leila, we say, right? All of a sudden he wakes up, now that the house went up, he wants his house back. Says Rosh, no, can't get it then. Now, Rebbe, what was your point in the Ritva that we made this morning between, and we wanted to say that Rebbe,
Rebbe's discussion about Tirfa was on the side Shuma Hodder. On the side Shuma Lohodder,
Right, that's what we're just discussing.
We just said that.
Right. No, we had a discussion about whether Shemahadar, you need a king, you don't need a king, you got to that.
You said it should be totally not it, I said I didn't know.
Right, but why what? What was it coming to answer with it? You had a problem. What was the problem I was coming to answer with it? Why here it's? You came over to me. Why here it's?
I was talking about you mentioned this point. I didn't know what
you
meant.
Okay.
So, correct
me again. Bottom line. Okay, the Ritva has a new pshat in the sugya. Now the Gemara discussed the Shuma Hadar. Yeah. At first we thought Nachman must have held Shuma Hadar.
You said Kinyan Gomer. That's your Kinyan Gomer. Right.
Right. But where was the thing about Kinyan Gomer in the Ritva? Which Nakudu Kinyan Gomer?
The Ritva says that Kinyan Gomer depends on Shuma Lo Hadar, but Shuma Hadar is not Kinyan Gomer.
If Shuma Hadar,
it's not a kinyan gomer in the sense that the original owner still gets the yoker. That's a simon that it's not a kinyan gomer. Only if Shuma Lo Hadar.
If Shuma Lo Hadar says
kinyan gomer,
then he keeps the yoker also. If Shuma's Hadar,
you don't keep the yoker, so because
why does it keep the yoker?
It doesn't have a full.
Fine. Okay, so right. So then we might as well make this point. In this Ritva, again, so the way Ritva is learning the sugya, yeah, is that if he holds Shuma's Lehadar, then what happens? He gets to keep the kipi and the yiker. He bought it like Ritva said. If Shuma is Hadar, so what is the Gemara saying? Gemara is saying Shuma's Hadar, right? Shuma's Hadar, therefore what happens? The kipi goes bad. Who gets the yiker? The mafkid, right? Mafkid, and who are then? If the house went up, right, it goes back. If Shuma is harder, then he doesn't have to. We don't say he's kind, right? We don't say that he was kind of the yiker because Shuma is harder, right? So the question is, even if Shuma is harder, why is that so pashit? He's not carrying the yiker. According to Ritva, right, the Shuma Hadar here is on the kipi, right? That's the chiddush of Ritva. The Shuma Hadar is on the kipi, right? And therefore, two chiddushim come out of this. You might be talking to me if it went up. The question is, though, so he bought it, right? He bought the kipi. Now Shuma Hadar. One second, if he bought it, then the yiker is his. So why doesn't Bailam have to reimburse? Let's ask Kashi the other way. Why does the Bialim have to reimburse the Shomer? For the Yoiker. Again. Right? According to Ritva, what is the Gemara telling me? Yeah? If Shum is loy hader, then the Shomer keeps it. Keeps the Yoiker, doesn't have to reimburse the guy. If Shum is loy hader, I'm sorry, that's if Shum is loy hader. If Shum is hader, then the keeper goes back to the mafkid. Now, does the mafkid have to reimburse the shomer? No, right?
What does it mean to reimburse?
What?
What does it mean to reimburse?
Does he have to does he have to give him the difference? Does he have to give him the yiker? When the shomer paid for the kippi, right? According to Ritva, according to Ben Chananel, he bought the kippi, right? Mm-hmm. So now, what happens when shum? If you hold shum is harder,
so
what happens now? So you have to reverse it. What does that mean?
So
one second, Mafreya. Why are we assuming? One second.
It's not the value. Why? The kippi is the kippi.
What?
Itself.
Rabbi Samer told me this morning he can't make assumptions. That's what he told me this morning. Yeah. He can't make assumptions.
And the Shomer would get it, so why should
we? You're not giving the value.
If the Shomer and Shum is Loy Hader would get it, so why would the Maf get Shomer?
Because if Shum is Loy Hader, then everything, then he was kind to finish. Adarabs, I want to know. I want to know what. I'm asking a very basic question. What happens by Shum or Hader? What happened by Shum or Hader?
You undo it?
Is that what it is?
It's like nothing happened.
Who is that? But Shum Betoyz, you're right. If it's not a Shum Betoyz, Shum Hader, din of Shum Hader. And I'll ask a different question. For Shum Hader, do you have to make a new Kenyan?
No.
Shum Hader, no. That means you didn't see the Marmar Kaimis today. Like everything else in life, it's Machlag is Rishonim.
I only saw the Ritva.
What?
I only saw the Ritva. Like, the Ritva says...
What's it about to say?
That only... It's
Mechalik is Rishayinim. It's Mechalik is Rishayinim. And this Mechalik is not here. It's on the Zayin of the Beis. And because Mishnah on the Rambam brings this down. The Rishayinim on the Zayin of the Beis. And this dig in the Ram, but the Mechalik is Rishayinim whether or not you have to make Kenyan. Okay? The Ram says, you don't have to make a new Kenyan? Here, Aaron. Shum Hader. Yeah? We passed the Shum Hader, Loilam. The Loilam paid, he didn't have money, it took away his house. Yeah? Then he falls and he found money. He wants his house back. Does he have to make a new Kenyan or not? Mechalik is Rishayinim. Oh, very good. Aaron's learning the Mahalach over here. So what does the Rambam say over here? Bez Hashem l'bal chai, b'im nechz eloi, b'im shabodim, sh'b'yad al-lokech, l'ach hazman, si yodoi sh'eloi, etc. V'sal k'n ois im ois ha-karka, sh'ashum ha-chazeres l'bayin l'oilam. Sh'nam ha-siz yash v'atay. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Aram Perkal v'metziya, dik-dik mid-loshin rabbeinu, sh'ein tzarech l'kni ha-cheres. El sil b'yalma, sh'leik ha-div Rambam. Shitzich lichtoiv star mecher. You hear? What does it say? The Rambam says, "Masal kanaisai shenemar." She's ashtoy. It says against the Mishnah. The Rambam is right with this Rambam. You don't have to make a new kinyan. Not like the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva that says. And the Ritva. I'm talking about the real Ritva. One second. That says. One second. That says you need a Kenyan. Right? Now, let's think about this for a minute. Well, we're learning some Shumahad. Need a Kenyan, not a Kenyan. What should be the Pashtus? What should be the Pashtus? They do need a Kenyan for Shumahad, or you don't need a Kenyan?
No,
the Gemara, what is the Makar, Rabbi Sai? What, Aaron, what? You don't need a Kenyan?
Just get it back, I'm saying.
I want to know when you reverse it. Yeah, you reverse the thing.
Yeah.
Does the loiva have the, when the malva got the padna, whatever it was, he made a kinyan, right? It's his.
Yeah.
Now, when we say shumahadr, now you got the money, he pays you, do you have to make a new kinyan or not?
Pashas,
yes. Why?
Because
Malva made a kinyan on it when he got the shuma.
So now, once he's giving it back, it wasn't
the
loiva's
money,
so he paid. So now, legally, he has to make another kinyan on this.
That's what I think also. And I would say even more so. Even more. Why? Because, what's the mark of a shuma? We didn't see Gemara yet. Everyone saw the Gemara, I hope. But Sisa Yashivatai, now I'm just ready to tell us.
Meaning that it's done.
So what does Sisa Yashivatai mean?
Nice.
What does it mean? Be nice. That's right. Very good.
Right.
Be a mensch. Yashivatai, be a mensch. Yeah, 1 second, which means, what's being a mensch over here? The guy, poor guy, he owed you money. Yeah, he owed you $100,000. It took away his house. He couldn't pay. Now he got some money. Let the guy get his house back. Right?
Yeah.
So therefore, Misvara, he has to make kinyan.
Why?
Because I'm just being nice. I'm giving it back to him. I'm selling this out. It's mine. I'm kind of, it's mine.
He doesn't want to be nice?
I don't want to be nice.
We're going to force him to give it back, right?
Okay, we forced you to be nice. Because we forced you to be nice. But the idea is being nice. It's being nice. We're not saying, we're not reversing it. We're not saying that it never happened. We're saying, okay, be a mensch and give the guy back his poor, and give the poor guy back his house. Right? So pashtus, you have to make a kinyan. And that's the shita of most Rishayim. Now, the Ran, Sofizeh, coming back to the Ritva for one moment, the old Ritva, mind you. You know, even before that, what's the dinner by said? What would you say by a cup? What would you say by a cup? What would you say by a cup? He took the money from the cup. Yeah? The cup held money, and they possessed his house. What would you say over there by said? What? Kohen can't own a house? His father died.
Oh,
yeah, the Kohen owns $100 million right now.
You'd be friends with a rich Kohen.
Okay, so what?
Kohen can't make a kinyan.
Right? Says the Ritva, Kasa Raivi, the end of the Sugya. Says the Ritva, Kasa Raivi, the Iker. Says the Ktzais and Sim Kuf Gimel Hey, bring them this Ritva, and he says, it's telling Mohammed and Shine, whether or not you need a Kenyan. We're not looking for a patentum. The Iker din is, it can't be kind. Now, 1 second.
The Ran says,
Ran and Chlusha Ran says, you don't need it. You don't need it. Right? Pazayin Abayis, the Ran says, dog is the most Rishayinim, and says, you don't need a Kenyan. Says the Ran, why don't you need a Kenyan? So Ran says two svaras. One svar is what maybe Shom Dov is saying, that Hefker Bez and Hefker. Hefker Bez than Hefker. Which means that Chazal of Kai Chamav, the Tchanaz Chamim of Shumahadr, so then that takes care of the Kenyan as well. But if he that, actually, then as far as our Ritva is concerned, it's not going to make a difference. Because what's our problem with Ritva again? Right? Ritva says that Shumahadr, old Ritva, Shumahadr, what happens to the Yukra? The original owner gets the Yukra. That's very well said. They gave both, in our case, by the mafkin, or in the normal case, the loiva.
Okay? The original owner of the thing that's going back, he's the one that benefits from the yukra. Right? So question was, one second. The chayra, the one that was gaiva, either by us the mafkin, or in other case the malva, I'm sorry, in our case it's the one that was kind of kitzer. Here it's the shaymer, there it's the malva. The chayyim was kind of, once it was kind of, now they went up, who did it go up for? Who did it go up for? It went up for the guy that's his. Went up to the nefka, to the shaymer, to the balapadna, he bought himself keeping now. Right? So why, if the old shuma other doesn't go back? Right? So we said, now, kutr shaynim, let's say you need a kinyan, then it's pashit, that the yukra l'chayra stays by the shayma. The yukra is his, right?
Yukra
is his. Unless you say,
it's not
the yukra is his.
We don't say the
other way.
What? You don't say mimela to the mafkin? The mafkin doesn't get the yukra if he's cutting the kipi?
He's buying it now. He's buying it back. He's giving the guy an apadna, which is worth $100,000. The keeper is worth $150,000. Well, the other case, in the life, the thing went up. Yeah, the house went up. Yeah, the loan was $100,000. He took the house, was worth $100,000. Now the house is worth $150,000. Comes along, life and says, oh, I got my $100,000. I want my $150,000 house back. Shkayach, the house worth $150,000. $50,000 is mine. My house went up, right? So meila l'chayr. If you need a kinyan, then it should be pashit that the yukra stays put. It stays by the one who's kainit. So that would not stem with this, with the old Ritva.
Why did
you say that? For that couple, which Ritva we're talking about over there. So that's a problem. So rather, now, if you want to tell me like the Ran, you don't need a Kenyan, it's not like this. If, I only said one Svar Ran so far. Hefka Bez and Hefka. Yeah? Now, Hefka Bez and Hefka means the Chari that Chazal supplied the Kenyan. Yeah, Hefka Bez and Hefka. One second. What? No, the Yisra of Zohar Yashar Tov is a directive why we're doing this. Yeah? But how are we doing it? How are we doing it?
I understand, but this
question is
talking about the Malva and Malva.
That's what I'm saying.
The Torah is. No, his Yashar Tov is talking, it's the Chari talking to that. Say it, but the Ran's Hefka Bez. Akapanim, Sofiz El Chayra, if it's Hefka Bez, then Pasha, it's happening now. What say, no, you don't need a Kenyan, you don't need Maisa Kenyan, yeah? How does it happen? It was his, he bought it, he was driving, it's his, right? He made a Kenyan, it's his. It was a perfectly fine Gevir, there's nothing wrong with it, so it's his Gevir, right? So how does it, you can't reverse it, yeah? So Chayra, El Ma'idr says they're on, you don't need a king, you have Gebez and Hefker. So what's Hefkebez? Hefkebez then Chayra is what's making it happen now.
No, put it back.
One second.
What's
that's the Chayra Pashtus.
What's happening now?
The Hefka Bezdin, the Kenyan, he says, I'm a Tashim, I'm a Tashim, Hefka Bezdin.
No Kenyan.
Yeah, but there's no Maisa Kenyan, but I'm saying if the fetus is far of the Ran, that's Hefka Bezdin, as far as our, to explain the Ritva, we didn't gain anything. Because either way, it's going to happen now. What's happening now, the Yukra should stay by the Shimer in our case.
That wouldn't be Yashim Atayim.
Again, if the Kenyan is happening, even Vidiran, we're not undoing it. It's a Kenyan now. It's a Kenyan now. Matan, just that the rabbis are supplying the Kenyan for us. It's not, but it's switching, but not. It's not reversing. It's not saying it never happened.
There really is a kinyan. That's the thing. According to the Rambam, there really is a kinyan.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to do a numayas kinyan, but there is a kinyan going on here. Now, but the Rambam though says another story.
What's the kinyan?
Hefker Bezdin.
Bezdin is just being mapped.
That's right. That's right. Hefker Bezdin Hefker. When it comes to Mominus, after Bez and after. Well, Gabriel. So, the Ran here has another Svar, though. Says the Ran. What?
What's
that? It says the Ran like this. After the Amin and Shumahadra, I'm taking a little bit out of context. But you don't want me to read the whole Ran, trust me. After the Amin and Shumahadra, Mereisha, who the kamaz bin lay, havashtar kama la bar prayin have a klal elvadei chin letikin rabban the shum hadra afkish hegbiyah mitchila al das kain hegbiyoi afkish heg. Since we say tikin rabbanon the shum hadra afkish hegbiyu mitchila al das kain hegbiyoi.
It's like kedusha.
Aldas Kenig Bioi. Aldas Kenig Bioi, that if the guy's gonna have his money, he'll get it back. That means the whole kingdom is a kingdom al Tanai. There's an unspoken Tanai over here. That if the guy has his money, then he gets it back. But not that you need a new kingdom now. That's what Ron's coming to say that, right? So what's the pshat? It's al da. It was the chatchila. The whole gevira was subject to the loiva not coming through with the money. But if the loiva didn't come through with the money, then the chatchila was never a gevira. The meila, if he's there, the old ritva is gevaldik. Actually, we should really see what the ritva says of the design. I didn't, but maybe we'll in for a surprise. But anyway, but for now we're good because to answer Abraham's problem, yeah. Now why is it that if Shuma is hadar, do we say that the yukra goes back? Right? Why? Chayyid was both screaming the whole time. I was kinded. And Chanan was screaming. I was kinded. I was kinded when I paid. I was kinded. Now it's my yukra. Right? That's why you don't have to read. That's why when Shum is loy hadar, you don't say, one second, give the yukra back to the mafkid. Right? Because he's not kind of because a tercha, he's not kind of because Shilma Tushava says, if Shilma Tushava, okay, he was never kind of, he has to get back. He was never kind of. But he's kind of because it's his. Right? He's kind of because it's his. Says Ritva. Okay, it's now Shuma hadar. What happened to that svara? What happened to the svara? Shumahadar. But it's mine. I paid with that padna. I paid for the keeper. The keeper is mine. The keeper went up. It's mine. My keeper went up. I now the dinner shumahadar. That's a new halacha shumahadar. How's that? So now the mafkid should have to reimburse the shimer with the yukra, the difference in price. Teretz is, if we say like the Ran, and the first pshat of the Ran, that pshat b'shumahad, the pshat is that we are reversing it, because it was adai tahachi, that there was a gevir, it was adai tahachi, yeah, that adai tahachi, that he's not going to come through with the money, so then we can say, now they're not going to pay, now that we reverse the pshat, we're reversing it, Mafreya, and therefore the yukra goes back to the Baal Ha'Kipi.
Only a second.